morning.
Well, good morning, Texas.
Good morning, sir.
Wednesday with W. Good to see y'all on a Wednesday.
Good morning, sir.
Howdy, howdy. Hope everybody's okay. Hey, little bit. Hope everybody's all right out there. Holy cow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Night.
Can we please send, what do they call that when you send a group like J.D. Vance and all those people over there to
FEMA
envoy?
Well, can we send an envoy? That's an envoy. Can we send an envoy?
Yeah. Okay.
To work out some sort of negotiate a ceasefire with Mother Nature at this point. I mean.
Not a bad idea.
Amen.
It is not even May yet, and I've already talked to like 7 roofers that knocked on my front door.
We had one yesterday.
It's getting wild early.
Man, God bless you guys. I hope everybody's all right out there. I mean, you know, thank the heavens that in this area we at least have 32 different metal companies around. So we can rebuild. That's what we do.
Well,
options. Easy
there.
What?
Easy. Just go easy.
What?
Easy.
Yeah, in fact, I'd like to just have a ceasefire from the news in general.
Yeah.
I mean, realities are getting a little wonky out there, okay?
Yeah, enough is enough.
First of all, ceasefires, that's like Deal or No Deal is now in reruns.
That's still going.
And they still haven't figured out the George Strait of Hormuz yet.
You like that, sir.
George Strait, though, had a heck of a time there. Talk about kings being in the in the country. King George out there in Lubbock.
Over 100,000 people.
How about that?
Gave the people of Lubbock something to live for. That's good.
Come on.
Nice.
That's nice.
And then there's that thing Saturday night with the whole correspondence press dinner thing.
Goodness.
Do you realize that was the same hotel that Reagan was shot by Hinckley?
I heard that, yeah.
It was on the day before the anniversary of that shooting.
Oh.
At least that is what ChatGPT told me.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You can look it up.
Are you into the AI thing?
I think it's right.
What is a fake imaginary character on the show not allowed to make a factual point? I think we all just learned something here today.
A lot of layers.
Fair enough.
Which, by the way, speaking of characters, y'all need to go a little easier. Everybody out there, go a little easier on this Leslie. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
She's our girl.
They may have scurried over from the Jamba Juice that closed down a couple of years ago, for all we know. You know, they're just not prepared for this world.
Right? It's the media.
But at this point, who is? You know?
Not just, I, said the goose.
What?
Just a reminder to remind us how great we are.
Mm-hmm.
We got the king in town.
King Charles.
That's, and the last time I saw him, he was just a prince.
Yeah, he was a prince for a long time.
Now he's all grown up. Look at that. He's looking good, Charles is. He's he's doing all right. Well, I was thinking that, and then I realized I was looking at Camilla.
Easy, sir. That's
if not for the British, she was joking that we'd all be speaking French.
You did say that, yeah.
Les witness des sur la W.
Oui.
I don't know what I just said. I
don't either.
And, of course, you know, Trump, got to hand it to Trump for being, after all that stuff over the weekend, he's being a great host to the king. And
right. Rocking and rolling. Didn't miss a beat.
Dinner.
Normally, they had a big dinner last night. Normally, of course, he gives his guests McDonald's. But he upped it up a little bit, you know, with royalty.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Got a Burger King.
Hey, yeah, there he is.
Let's see what that
Burger King. Yes,
all right. It'll be a good visit until, of course, the king gets deported. So,
it's not nice.
But they're nice now.
Hey.
And that's it. God bless all of Texas, and we're thinking about you this morning. That's a Wednesday with us.
Thank
you, sir. Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Yeah, let's hear those Dallas stations do this. Hank FM.